everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Powerful Babe Podcast with your host, Sarah Rolak. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, just a quick podcast disclaimer. If you guys are new here, sometimes I record my podcast episodes in the car as a mom and as someone who is still working full-time. Sometimes this is the only time I can fit the episodes in. So bear with me if you hear some noises. It's because I am driving. And also, starting off this episode, just not realizing that it's almost been pushing close to, it's been 3 weeks since I made a podcast episode, and that's really shitty. So I'm sorry that I haven't posted another podcast episode in a hot minute. I don't know. It's really weird to me. Not weird, but I'm very happy and grateful recently, and I'm going through a lot of changes in my life, but how much, even though I'm sitting here, you know, or not, well, you know, I'm making a podcast for you guys, sharing with you guys all the knowledge that I have, I'm very grateful that I still have my learning cap on. Every day I have my learning cap on. And I don't want to be ignorant to, like, learning new things. So, I don't know. Just, I've learned a lot recently, I guess, about everything. And about bettering yourself and just how to really, I guess, let go, or not let go, but just really trust your intuition. And I mean, this podcast episode, the main topic that we're going to be talking about is how you need to stay true to yourself. And if you're not, how that's going to damage your progress within a manifestation world and just setting the reality that you want to set and living out your dreams. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But I guess I'll just go into intuition, stuff like that. And for me, it's taken me so long, and that's fine. It's taken me so long to kind of, like, realize what my true self is and gain clarity on exactly what I want to do, because past version Sarah, in deep down in my heart, I knew what I wanted to do with my life, right? I think a lot of us have that sort of, I don't know if you want to call it intuition, just that knowing of who we truly want to be. And then most of the times we have this front, I guess you can say, or we have this sort of persona that we like to show to the world because that's who we have been conditioned to think is how we need to be. Like, you might want to be a baker and open up a bakery and make cupcakes and whatever, but instead, you know, your parents told you you needed to become a lawyer, so you went to law school, blah blah blah. And I mean, that's just like career wise but that could be as far as like having defense mechanisms, as far as how you treat people and stuff like that. I don't know, I can go into so many metaphors, but I'm just gonna leave it at that and touch the subject. I think you guys could probably figure out what I mean by that. Basically, if your favorite color is blue and you tell the world it's green because people have shown you and told you that your favorite color should be green, and you're scared to be, yet that your favorite color is blue. And I can sit here and say there's other people whose favorite colors are blue and could tell you that, oh, it's okay to be blue. But at the same time, you, when it comes to, like, literally anything in life, it literally doesn't matter what other people have to say in your life, which is so easy to say out loud because we've literally, saying that sarcastically, well, I guess sarcastically, I don't know, like, literally, we are who we are in this moment based off of whatever conditioning our parents have given us, whoever's raised us, all these little things. And a lot of us don't even feel like ourselves in our own body and our own mind, because our thoughts have been dictated and overcome by other people. And that's just who we are. And I have been very blessed and grateful to kind of come to this quote unquote realization, or just kind of been more aware of that, and have been stepping into my true self. And once you get, I don't want to say get over that fear, but I guess it is a fear. Once you kind of, because once you realize something, like once I realized, it's like, this isn't who I am. And then you just like, okay, this isn't who I am. But then you continue to do the things that you have been doing, like, you know, the job you don't like, people that you're with, you know, dealing with toxic family, whatever it may be. When you continue to allow that into your life, but you have this yearning, I don't even know if that's the right word, you have this desire, you know that this isn't your true self, but you continue doing the same habits, but you are expecting to just one morning just do a meditation and, oh, you know, this is just hypothetical, whatever, like do some work, and it's like, oh, why isn't this working? Like, okay, this doesn't work because, you know, oh, all this manifestation stuff or all these meditations or hypnosis, whatever it means, they don't work because I did it and, you know, I'm still in the same reality. But you can also sit there and say, you know, I don't know, I feel like it's not complicated, but it's so simple. And I think it's so crazy when it comes to creating your own reality and stuff like that. It's such a simple process and a simple thought to be like, oh, well, yeah, I want to be a baker, so I'm just going to go open up a bakery. But then you have to think to yourself, okay, well, why haven't I done that before? It's because you're holding on to things that you don't want to hold on to, and the quote unquote identity that you have been holding on to. And I think trusting your intuition is so, so powerful, even though it might be so fucking scary, speaking from experience. And something I've learned is that not everyone, I guess, has a good intuition. And even though I have been blessed with a good intuition, I would like to be more in tune with my intuition. But be careful what you ask for. Just a little sidestep or whatever. My intuition, I'm going to sit here and say I haven't had the time, but I have been very interested in kind of opening my third eye a little bit, I guess we can call it that. And I've been really wanting to get more into, like, yeah, I guess like intuition work, or being more in tune with not just our reality and other realities, whatever it may be. I've been really interested in that. And I've been reading part of a Joe Dispenza book, which is called, what is it called? Becoming Supernatural, I believe. I don't know, but he was saying how he had some experience, some out-of-body experience, like third person? I don't know. He likes, I'm not going to say this right, but I'm sorry, I'm going to butcher it. But it was along the lines of I don't know if he fell asleep or he did a meditation, but he was out of body in like a different body, but the same mind, seeing himself in the current present reality. And I don't know if I'm necessarily ready to see something like that, but, you know, I just want to tune in more to like the energies of the universe, whatnot. Whatever, I don't know, not really that important. But he was saying how after that, you know, he just kind of like, he wanted to like tune into that more, but he knew that he needed to just like let it happen, not forcefully let it happen. So you know me, it's like out of sight, out of mind type of thing. And especially when it comes to something that you are working on, I think that is super important. And I've learned about that with manifestation. And sometimes I can't, you know, if you're dreaming about $1 million, sometimes it's hard to not think about $1 million, you know, just shit like that. That's like the best way I can describe it. But, if you've listened to other manifestation podcasts that I've done, yeah, letting go is the best way to, get your manifestations and whatnot. And so I've tried to take that principle and practice into everything in life. Because if you have desperate energy, then it's not going to come in. So anyway, all that jibber jabber just to say about me tuning into my intuition and whatnot. Wow, I can't even really remember exactly what happened. So basically, I don't know, there's just been some weird things where I think about someone and they will literally, or think about, text me, like, or I don't know. Like, I don't want to get too much into detail, but this was like the last true, I guess, intuition thing, whatever, that I was thinking about. But, I needed to buy dental floss, just silly stuff like this. I needed to buy dental floss and I forgot. And I know my boyfriend was coming. I didn't know when he was coming home from work, but it was around the time where he usually does. And I was literally on the couch and I'm on the phone and I'm like, should I text him and ask him to go to the store to get me some? And I was like, I don't want him to go like completely out of the way for me, so I won't text him. Literally not even a minute later, he texts me saying that he's going to the store. He didn't ask if I need anything, but he's like, oh, he was going into the store for something. And I was just like, he never usually texts me. Like, he rarely texts me stuff like that. It's like rare. So I was like, just laughing, like, okay, like, the universe was letting me know, like, hey, he's at the store, you can ask him, just something like that. And then, yeah, I don't remember exactly what, I don't want to get too much in detail, but, yeah, there's been three times with three different people recently where I have thought about them, and they text me within, like, a minute. And I'm like, ooh, this is kind of cool. But like at the same time, I'm like, okay, so like, is anytime I think about someone, are they thinking about me? Which would be cool. But I don't know. It's just like a cool intuition thing that I've had now that has heightened, like, that has been, the universe has brought to my awareness and it has, you know, come into the works or whatnot. So I thought that was pretty cool, and I appreciate the universe for blessing me with that intuition and whatnot. So anyway, all circling back to the main topic of this podcast and how you need to be yourself and listen to yourself and be true to yourself. And just something like that, where I'm like excited about being okay, you know, like with actually wanting to heighten my, I guess we're going to call it spiritual abilities and whatnot. Because in the past, you know, I could be like, well, not like I was in the past, was kind of just like, yeah, like I'm interested in this stuff, but you know, I don't want people to think I'm like weird. Or not weird, but like, well, yeah, I guess you could say weird, but just feel weird about it. It was just like I felt weird about exploring the quote unquote science or spiritual, however you want to wear. I felt a little weird about getting into it. And even to this day, I'm still pretty quiet about doing all that. And I've, you know, obviously I have this podcast, which I'm so happy and grateful that I've started this podcast, because it has helped me tremendously. Not only has helped so many of you guys, which I appreciate, all my new listeners, but it has also allowed me to stay true to myself and have an outlet where I know that there are other people that I'm connecting with, even though I don't physically talk to any of you, really. I've had a few DMs, whatever. But, like, where I know that I'm energetically connecting to you guys, really, just, it's like a sense of gratitude and happiness, because not only do I get to help other people, but it's helping myself. So, which is also a good quote you can take along about being selfish is being selfless. Because if you are doing stuff for yourself and filling your own cup, you have plenty to give to others. When you are fulfilling your own life, I want you guys to seriously think about this. Because coming from me being a super, like, super people pleaser, and I have worked very hard to be better about not being a people pleaser. And there's certain situations where I still am a people pleaser, but have people pleaser tendencies. However, I'm very aware of it. It's just getting into the comfortable fact of saying I am worthy of my own feelings, my own self. And if it's something that you want to do, you don't need to explain it to anyone. You know, like, it's, well, that in itself, but that was kind of like a weird explanation. But, like, you are your own person. Like, I don't know how to word it, really, but staying true to yourself is going to bring so much greatness in your life and will create the reality you want to create. And that could, you could do, need to do a lot of inner work for that. I am not a perfect person. I still have some things to work on. Literally, I always have my learning cap on, and anytime, like, if you're having trouble not knowing who you are in your core, because a lot of us can be lost, right? We can sit there and think, oh yeah, I want to become a lawyer. That's what I've always wanted to do. No, it's not influential to my parents or whatnot. Like, no, this is what I've always wanted to do. Like, if you, like, feel that that's your calling, that's, I'm not shaming being a lawyer, but a lot of us will do that because you don't even know who you are. What do you like? What are your interests? What, like, sit, so many of us don't think about ourselves and don't take care of ourselves and don't stay in tune with ourselves. And I think knowing who you are in your core, I personally believe, has to do with, like, your inner child and healing your inner child. Like, I want you to sit for a second and think about this, I guess. Not I guess. Yes, sit down. Well, whatever you're doing. What, as a kid, made you happy? Was it coloring? Were you a creative person? Did you like to dance, listen to music? Did you like to climb on trees? Like, get back into the universe and get into your creative side, whatever it may be. You might not be creative. You might just like to sleep all day. You might like to cook. Like, whatever it may be, and translate that into your adult life. Coloring is so therapeutic. I guess all of that, just to say to you guys that you need to find yourself, like, your true, true self in order to create your dream reality. Because if you start pursuing something, or you're doing, you know, whatever it may be, relationship, career, staying in a toxic or dealing with toxic family and you keep dealing with them, staying in the version of you, which is ultimately your reality, your outside reality as well, staying in that environment and mindset and not staying true to yourself, which staying true to yourself means the highest version of you. What version of you are you wanting to step into? Is dream you going to be dealing with toxic family members or toxic relationships? Is dream you gonna be stuck at this job that you don't like, with a manager that you don't like, with coworkers that you don't like, you know, whatever situation you may be? Is dream you is your true self, do they deal with that? No. So you need to start creating the habits of your truest self in order to create your dream reality. What I like to do, what has helped me tremendously, is if I'm doing something, and especially if I'm doing something I know is not the highest version of myself. Like, a really bad habit that I have been trying to break for years is picking at my skin. I have the worst acne scars because I pick at my skin, because whenever I've come to this realization, is like, I don't know, but it's just like a distraction of me doing, instead of me doing things that I want to do. It used to be kind of like an anxiety thing, but now I just do it because it's something to do other than something that I want to do. So when I'm like picking at my face in the mirror, I'll kind of just like, if I'm zoned out, and then it's like, would millionaire Sarah be sitting here picking at her fucking pimples and blackheads? No, that usually will snap me out of it. So I want you guys to take a day, take a week, take a month, take an hour. When you're doing something, I want you to be like, huh, would the highest version of me do this? Is this habit, or is this person, or whatever it may be, is this who I want to be with or hang out with or do or whatever? Is in my dream reality, am I doing this? No. And obviously that's going to freaking, you know, we have so many habits, like me for picking at my skin. I've been doing that since I'm a fucking teenager. So obviously it's not going to be an overnight thing. You need to be consistent with it. You know, it's like creating the new habits. But guess what, folks? The days are going by anyway, right? If you're just going to, I'll start tomorrow. Yeah, you'll start tomorrow. But then tomorrow turns into a year, which turns into 10 years and then 20. And then you're like, oh, fuck. I could have been starting this 20 years ago, and here I am, you know? And maybe it will take you 20 years to get to your dream reality. The point is that the time's going by anyway, right? Why not have your time spent in the highest version of yourself with the dream reality and the dream everything? Because guess what? It's attainable, folks. You just have to allow it to be attainable. And we make it attainable by staying true to ourselves, opening our hearts, and being selfish to be selfless. Because if we're in good energy and good vibes and are true to ourselves, we're putting those vibes out, and that's what we get back, baby. That's what it is. That is what it is, folks. That felt good. I love making podcast episodes, but... Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you are not already subscribed to the podcast, I would love if you guys did that. Thank you so much. And also, if you have any requests or anything that you want me to talk about, shoot me a DM. And I did start a Instagram account. I'm thinking about doing a TikTok as well for the podcast. I know last time I said I was going to do it, and I did. I started it, but I haven't put any content on it yet, so I'm going to wait to share the @ username for that, but I will go ahead, and something I need to do. I've just been busy. It's been, it's been, you know, we all have shit we do in our lives, right? I've just been a busy girl. Not gonna lie. Time management is something I've been trying to work on my best, and being a mama, a working mama, you know, I don't need to sit here and do all these excuses. We all have our shit, but, yeah. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And like I said, if you have any podcast requests or things you would like me to go over, you can shoot me a DM. It's at Rolex Sarah. I can't wait. Yeah, I am so excited to get the podcast freaking stuff started. All right. I love and appreciate every single one of you sending lots of good vibes your way. And hope you have a great rest of your day, evening, good sleep, good day, good vibes. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye.